Corruption in big-time college athletics, particularly football and men's basketball, is a narrative that's been ever-present, probably since the sports began to be played at a level that drew national attention. But the definition of corruption may be in the eye of the beholder. Does paying players to come to a college or university equal corruption? That depends. A new HBO documentary called The Scheme focuses on an FBI investigation and a man named Christian Dawkins, who worked for an NBA agent and became the center of the investigation for allegedly helping to funnel money to high school players.
I don't even want to tell my story as much as I want to tell the bigger story, in my opinion.
Did you do anything wrong, Christian?
Did I do anything wrong?
Pat Kandelis is the filmmaker behind The Scheme, and he's with me to talk about Dawkins and what the FBI investigation may tell us about the state of men's college basketball. Pat, Christian Dawkins comes across as charismatic in the documentary. What expectations did you have as a filmmaker that led you to make him the centerpiece of the story?
Christian is that way. The way that you see him in the documentary, that's how he is in normal everyday life. There was no okay, we hit record now perform element to Christian. He is that charismatic. He, you know, the way that I describe him to people is like, he's like a cross between Ferris Bueller and Frank Abagnale. Catch Me If You Can.
Wow.
He's a fascinating guy. And you know, we knew that he was going to play a central role in the story because his perspective had never been told before. He had never done an interview before. I don't think I was expecting it to be as significant within the doc as it became. And that became really a necessity, as nobody would talk to us. There were so many people that would not go on camera. If you watch the doc, I think we have 7 or 8 interviews total, which is by far the least amount of people that we've ever been able to get on camera for a project previously.
It certainly seemed like there is a perception by the average fan, let's say, that college sports is supposed to be pure, I can't believe these players would get paid. And yet it feels as though Christian Dawkins was on the side and many others that, well, first of all, this has been going on forever, and it's actually not a bad thing for players to get this, especially based on what's expected of them, based on some of their backgrounds. What do you make of how he looked at that?
Yeah, I mean, Christian, that was one of the more interesting things about Christian, is that Christian does not deny or back away from any of his actions or the things that he's done. He will just simply debate with you the merits of that being wrong, you know, and the philosophical debate in his mind of look, like this is not wrong. And it's interesting. I mean, look, I'm a big sports fan, and I was certainly not naive or delusional of the fact that, you know, this happens and this is the norm. What's interesting about it, though, what I learned was how much money is involved and tied into these players in the fair market. Their value is unbelievable. And when you look at that and compare that to the billions that are brought in by the NCAA and the unbelievable profits that some of these schools have, I don't really understand how you could justify that these players should not get paid. At the very least, let them go into the free market and use their image and likeness. And some of those players would get endorsements that way and others wouldn't. But let the market decide what these kids are worth and if companies want to use them to sponsor. I mean, the NCAA makes $1 billion a year just off of the March Madness television contract. So the coaches are making, you know, $5 to $7 million a year at these top schools, and they get huge bonuses based on what they get to the tournament, how far into the tournament they get, and they get a piece of these shoe deals as well, these massive contracts that the school gets. And I just don't know how somebody can say with a straight face that all of that should be okay, yet these kids shouldn't get paid.
Why ultimately did Christian Dawkins have to take the fall, or some of these other assistant coaches? Because then it really feels like it has no teeth. If your big aim is the head coach, but the head coach is still too powerful, that makes this seem even more confusing.
I think that was the biggest scandal, or the most scandalous aspect of this whole story. And that kind of came about right when we're in the middle of this, looking at everything that happened. I was like, wait a minute. We got to step back here and say, look, the entire objective of this was to bring down these coaches. And then not only do they not bring them down, but they do a 180 and they start protecting the coaches. So there's 3 calls that we put in that are wiretap calls that are under federal seal that have never been played in a courtroom and had never been played publicly until it aired. The whole point of that was not that we were hoping that Sean Miller or Will Wade would be fired. The reason we did that was to show the audience here, look, they got this evidence. They have coaches talking about this stuff on wiretaps. And not only did they not you know, they literally prevented the coaches from stepping foot into the courtroom because the defense attorney subpoenaed them. The defense attorneys tried to get some of these wiretaps played in court, and the federal government blocked it and then went so far as to ask a judge to put that under seal so it would never came out. So it becomes an absolutely confusing and bizarre twist in this whole thing that this thing, this whole investigation pivoted. And I don't know why, but I think when Christian says in the doc, you know, this is a cover-up by definition, we don't know what happened and they don't want the information to get out. And I think that's a hard point to argue.
Is the system going to remain the same even after a film like this?
The system, I think, is absolutely going to remain the same because it works for a specific, you know, group of people at the top. The NCAA makes a ton of money. These schools make a ton of money. The system works for them. It didn't surprise me, again, that to find out how rampant this actually was. I mean, the fact that players get paid, it is the norm. It is not the exception. The interesting thing about it was Creighton, Oklahoma State. I mean, small schools are offering incredible amounts of money to players, which gives you just a little glimpse of the value that these players actually have. I mean, Oklahoma State offered Brian Bowen, I think, $150,000 cash, $80,000 car and a house so that he would play at their university for 1 year. You know, that's unbelievable. The Oregon number is astronomical. I've heard it's well over $200,000 that they offered him. And if you're a Sean Miller, or if you're any other coach, right, and you're making, I don't know, Sean Miller makes something like $3.5 million a year, $4 million a year. If you're making that kind of money, right, and you have the bonus incentive set up to where you can make another $500,000 if you make the tournament and you go deep in it, why wouldn't you be paying players out of your own salary, right? Why would you not be paying a couple $100,000 so that you can make an extra $1 million? That was eye-opening to learn that.
That is Pat Condellis. He is the director, the filmmaker behind the HBO documentary, The Scheme. Thanks very much for the time today. We appreciate it.
Hey, pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much.